Where is all the antimatter? This is Ken Ham, author and speaker on science and the Bible's reliability. Yesterday we learned that the Big Bang cannot explain the origin of matter. Well, one suggestion from secular scientists is that matter was somehow created from energy. But theoretical physicists tell us that when this happens, an equal amount of antimatter is produced. So our universe should be full of both, if the Big Bang were true. But in our universe, we find mostly matter and only small amounts of antimatter. This is a good thing, because the two will destroy each other. Life would be impossible if the Big Bang were true, because the universe would destroy itself. The universe is not the result of the supposed Big Bang. It was specially designed and created by God.
You can learn more about the origins of the universe at AnswersInGenesis.org. You'll be encouraged by how observational science supports God's Word at AnswersInGenesis.org.